WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a
you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Mozambique
tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
And more. 105.7.
Darkness, there's a light that I can't find. past the blind. So hold me when I'm here, love me when I'm wrong. I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting this, but part of me is gone. So hold me when I'm here, love me when I'm wrong. Hold me when I'm scared, and love me when I'm gone. Everything I am, and everything in me, wants to be the one you wanted me to be. I'll never let you down, even if I could. I'd give up everything.
And more for Fall Creek, 105.7 CFW.
Weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
CFW.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
'90s and more. 105.7.
What is happening here? Something's going on there.
95.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Just to see you. And Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15.
Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers.
Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is assuring residents that hospitals are required to provide life-saving abortion care when necessary. The reassurance comes following a statement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that rescinds previous guidance on enforcing the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA. According to a press release from DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson, the update to federal guidance will not change the requirement in Wisconsin, and hospitals are still obligated to offer necessary emergency care. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced over $2.5 million in funding for workforce housing developments across the state on Thursday. The funding comes from the Vacancy to Vitality and Infrastructure Access Loan programs, which specifically aim to develop much-needed workforce housing. Most of the funding will be allocated to three workforce housing projects, including over $560,000 for a 27-unit workforce housing development in Chippewa County. Chippewa Valley residents held rallies in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls on Friday, sharing warnings of further rural hospital closures if Medicaid is cut in the federal budget. It's been over a year since the abrupt closures of the HSHS hospitals, and area residents are still struggling with reduced access to health care as plans for new hospitals develop. One former doctor attending the Chippewa Falls rally warned that rural hospitals often treat lower-income residents and heavily rely on Medicaid funding, known as Badger Care in Wisconsin, to remain operational. A Ladysmith man has been sentenced to prison after stealing over $100,000 from his employer. According to Rusk County court documents, 27-year-old Lucas Jones was accused of stealing ATM cash deposits while an employee of the market at Ladysmith. The thefts occurred between May and December of last year, and authorities say he admitted to taking the money. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 3 years of extended supervision, and was also ordered to pay nearly $76,000 in restitution to the business. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 80s today, and then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado possible. So stay weather aware later today. Scattered thunderstorms mid 60s tonight, showers in the mid to upper 70s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 82. CFW.
There's a loving in Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long